This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You lose a job, of course, more happens than just going without a paycheck. A lot more happens. So we asked Marketplace's Eric Barris to talk to some workers who'd been furloughed.
Back in April, Monica Harris was furloughed from her digital marketing job in the Atlanta area. At first, she was optimistic.
Maybe this is the time, like, I need to just be, like, doing other stuff, working on some passion projects, like, just stuff like that.
Then her furlough was extended and her extra unemployment benefits ran out. She spent the summer worrying.
I hope I'm not the next Breonna Taylor. I hope my fiance is not the next George Floyd.
And now she expects to be out of work for the rest of the year.
Last month was probably the hardest out of the whole time I haven't been working that I really was feeling like, oh my God, like, am I going to be okay?
The pandemic. The struggle for social justice, the uncertainty surrounding the election, add in unemployment, and the stress can be overwhelming, says Art Goldsmith, an economist at Washington and Lee University who studies how joblessness affects mental health.
All sorts of insecurities undermine emotional well-being. And this is a classic case of that because you just don't know. And employers don't know either.
PSA Airlines flight attendant Danita Grosti starts her furlough today.
I live right next to the Philadelphia airport, so whenever planes go to land or take off, I often hear them, and it's sad. It's very sad.
As is not knowing whether she'll go back to work on a plane. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.